We're learning Shmiras Haloshin, Shara Zechira, Perikit Zayin, the paragraph which begins, Uchmo de Isa Bialkut Parshas Korach. As we can see in the beginning of Parshas Korach as well, the Yalkut, when once again, the topic of discussion here is that of not being machzik b'machleikis, not continuing and strengthening the machleikis. What does it mean to continue and strengthen the machleikis? That means that if there are people who have a dispute to such a point where different levels, they will talk to each other, the words that they speak are very harsh words. That's one aspect of machlekes. Another aspect is they won't talk with each other. And the person continues in that approach, so he's machzik b'machlekes. And we discussed the different tragedies that can come out from a person who's a machzik b'machlekes, where it can come from physical yisurim, suffering, all the way, rachman al-tzlan, to death, and everything in between, to anius, poverty, financial difficulties, not just for the person who's involved with machlekes, but for their children, for their relatives, for those who have what to do with them. That's what the Chafetz Chaim here is telling us from Chazal, from the Psukim, from the Midrashim. The tragedy of what machlekes can do. Now, if you ask a person who's involved with machlekes, I think it's a good question to ask. You ask the person, how much, what price would you pay, would you put on this machlekes? In other words, like this. Say to a person like this. If you would be able to be in this machlekes and you'd only lose $25, would you still be in the machlekes? $25, you know what this person did to me? $25? I'd lose $25. Okay, $250. Would you be involved with this machlekes if you'd literally lose $250? Person's not so fast to say yes, but they say yes. $250,000. Would you be involved with this machlekes if you knew and you realized you'd be losing $250,000? And the person's thinking, I have to get back to you on that. That's a big one. So then you put more in the basket. And you say, you know what? Not only is it $250,000, but there's also other things that start going. Boiler breaks. The dishwasher goes. Well, dishwasher, you know what? You could go to get along without. The washing machine goes. Before you know it, the electric company starts charging more money. You think like, wow, these bills are coming from everywhere. Need a new engine in the car. And it's just piling up. That's just in the physical aspects. And then, Rachamol Litzlan, there's strife in some marriages. Or there's Rachman Atzlan Lo Yaleinu, there's sickness, there's illness, or there's injury. This is the picture the Chafetz Chaim is painting for us. And nothing with Mishalim. He told us history, and he tells us what will be taking place if Rachman Atzlan, people are machzik b'machlekes. So then he asked the person, is this the price to pay for machlekes? So that you will stand your position? And you will say either the harsh words, or you will say no words at all. That's also machlekes. I won't talk to the person. I won't talk. You won't talk. No one should talk to that person. This is a pirud. This is a separation. And when we know that the neshamas of all klayis are all one neshama. So when there's no achdus, there's no unity together, as we said that Hashem cannot find a kli, a container that holds a bracha, except for shalom. We said kli is Rashi Tevas Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. That means all of us, all clients, will have to be working together on this goal of unity. So people say, you know what? Won't be unity. Come on, look at this situation. Look at that. We have to start with ourselves. Do we have shalom? Do we have peace? Inner peace? Do we have peace with other people? He continues and says, "Uchmai diisa biyalkul pashas koyach azel shoyne vezel shomar zel shomar akalsam in Tehillim Ashrei Yish." What does it mean, Ashrei Yish? This capital Tehillim, this parak, this chapter of Tehillim, people say it's right in the beginning. You open up a brand new Tehillim, an old Tehillim. Get to the ones later on, Lamids, whatever. It's a little, but Ashrei Yish, fortune is the man. What does that mean? Elu bonu shel Korach. This refers to, says the Yalkut Pashas Korach, the children of Korach. Asher loy holach batzas Rishoyim, that did not go in the way of the Rishoyim, the eighth of Rishoyim. What does this mean? Shelo yholchu batzas avihen. They did not go in the eitzah of their father. Korach shenemar suru no mi'al holay ha'anoshim harishom ha'ila. Pasuk says, please move away from the tents of these evil men. As Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, move away from the tents of these evil men. V'derech atoim lo yomad, Shneamar, it says, Eismach tois hachatoim ha'ile. The flat pans of these sinners, the pans that were brought to the Mishkan by the 250 men who were on Adas Korach, the side of Korach. All of these men, as we know, were destroyed, were annihilated by Hashem's fire. Furthermore, what was the schus? What was the merit that the children of Korach had? That they were saved. What's the schus? What's the question? What's the question? What's the schus? They were on their father's side. And then they were saved by Hashem. What merit did they have to earn life? This is what the Yalkut's asking. Why were they not punished? Perish mi'ayin shabal avien. Why they were not swallowed up also along with their father? Explains the Yalkut. The schus was as follows: Shevesha shehayu yoishvin eitzel Korach avien. Because at the time when they were sitting next to Korach, their father, they saw Moshe Rabbeinu walk in. You see this? Moshe Rabbeinu, to say the Gadol Hador is an understatement. Peh el peh adarabai, the man who speaks face to face, kiviyach, what this means, it's for another time, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to make shalom. Shabashah show Yoshev and Eitzel Korach, they, the sons of Korach, were sitting with their father. They were embarrassed when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu come in. Amru, if we stand up, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming in. How could you not stand to show respect? If they do stand, anu noyagin bizoyin b'avinu, we will show bizoyin to our father Korach. And we have been commanded, the Torah says, on your father and mother. So there's this dilemma, similar to what the Eliphaz has dilemma. If we don't stand, it says, we had this recently, right? Stand for an elderly, meaning referring to Talmud Chacham. So what did they do? They said, Mutav Shenamoid Ibnei Moshe Rabbeinu. Better for us to stand for Moshe Rabbeinu, even though this will be an insult to our father. When they made this calculation and they stood for Moshe Rabbeinu, their hearts melted, had this inspiration to do tshuva. Mitzvah gereris mitzvah, one mitzvah of standing for Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said, I give you the schus, the his iris, the arousement, the awakening to come to the tshuva. Ba'isa shor hechishu es libam the tshuva. Aleim amar David, on them David said, in Tehillim memhei beis, Rochash libi dovar toiv. My heart yearned for good. Rochash libi dovar toiv. Referring to the children, B'nai Korach, the sons of Korach. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Yizeh Yesh Leida, from this we have to understand. One will not be caught in this net punishment. What happened to Korach? What was his end? Swallowed up by the earth. It opened up and swallowed him up alive. Concludes that paragraph, that paragraph that Chofetz Chaim says, Mizeh yesh leida, d'im lo yimoshech achar atzes aviv machlokosli. A person's parents have machlokes. And he says, the Torah says, I don't get involved. But I have to listen to my parents. But my parents also have to listen to the Torah. The conclusion is, I stand for Moshe Rabbeinu. I show Moshe Rabbeinu the proper cover that he deserves. Even if my father, Korach, will be embarrassed. Because he, Korach, is doing the wrong thing. What's the response? Hashem says, Rocha shlibi dover toiv. I'm going to arouse you to do tshuva. And they were saved, and they were not swallowed up with Adas Korach, with the rest of, and destroyed with the rest of the people. Hagah says the Chofetz Chaim further. What happens if you see for sure? You know your father's right. You know when he says father, it doesn't have to be a father. Any situation of the relative. You see the father is right. So therefore, maybe a person should take his side. Afal pichein yira lahashkit loy lahachzik hamiriva im hatzad shekinegdoi. A person should be quiet. Not to strengthen this meriva, with the side opposite him, meaning he should not take sides and join his father's fight. Besides for the mitzvah of peace, it could be. He's taking sides. He thinks his father's right because of the love he has for his father. He has a tremendous love. Of course his father's right. What other side to the picture is? There's no other side. Who's this Reacha Kenavshecha? The friend whom you love as much as yourself says Sifri is your father. And a person doesn't see his own mistakes. So if he can't see his own mistakes, that means he doesn't see his father's mistakes. So when his father's in the machlokes, of course he's taking his father's side. He says the Chofetz Chaim further. This, that a person will be caught in the net of punishment with those who are in the machloikis, with his relatives who are fighting. And to settle this argument. But if a person has the ability to pour the water on the fire and put out this machlokes. Lahashki tamariva b'hu machrish, but the son is quiet and he does not stick up for shalom, for peace, but he takes his father's side and he continues the machlokes. Neno shavurzeh. He is punished for this machlokes of his parents. Okadisa b'ton develiyo perchafal v'zel shoinoi. A person should not see his father and mother when they're speaking extra words. What does extra words mean? Here, Shloshan Hara, Chadayme, forbidden speech, Vikoshike Nova Machlaikis, even more so, the sin of Machlaikis, Shekolu Bayakol, which encompasses all of these Yisurim, Vyachrish Lahem, and should not be silent. Yumasakain, if he does, keep quiet. Rachmanu Litzlan, He, the son, and his parents will not live out their full lives. How powerful is Machlekes? The Chafetz Chaim is telling us from Chazal, from the Torah, that if a person has the opportunity to stop Machlekes, but he decides to be quiet, he will not live out his life. His parents will not live out their full lives. Now once again, I ask the question, for $25, is it worth it to hold your position? For $250, of course no one here, for $250,000, for one's own life, for the life of his family members, is it worth it to hold on to that machlekes? Is there a value? Is there a price that one could say, you know what? It's worth my life? It's worth my children's life? It's worth all the money in the world because of the riches that that person did. Is there such a value? Is there such a price tag? I can't imagine. V'chein, l'chol adam, so too every single person. Mitzvah lahatil sholoim bein atzdadim. There's a mitzvah to encourage peace amongst both sides. Could use the perek bepeya, perek aleph. And this is part of what the Torah tells us. We say every single morning after Birchas HaTorah, Shadam Oichel Perisein Baidam Azeh, a person will eat the fruits of these rewards here in this world. In other words, they'll get repaid here. But the ultimate reward, the principal reward is left. Netzach Nitzachim. He gets rewarded here and there. Even if a person sees that this person is right, this person is not right. So it makes sense. This person is right, this person is not right. Even in such a situation, you have to be careful and make sure if you can make peace, you should make peace. You have to make peace. Not that you should, you have to make peace. With all of his strength. And not be lazy with this. Even though if he is the Choshev, he is the Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't get more Choshev in Klai than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he went to Dosan Vaviram. Dosan Vaviram. Ever since Moshe Rabbeinu met Dosan Vaviram, they're causing trouble. And it would make sense for him to send a message to them, let it be an email, a tweet, or whatever a tweet is, and say to them, listen, you come to me. I have to speak with you. But he himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, goes and he walks over Yelech al Dosan Vaviram, Pirish Lahashim de Bedir Shalom, to make peace. We see from over here. Can you get any worse than Dosan Vaviram? You know, I was thinking of the words Dosan Vaviram. I'm sure there has to be a gematria that works out to Machlekes. I don't know what it is, but it was like Adbash, whatever it might be. I don't know which one. Maybe all of them together. There has to be a gematria that works out Dosan Vaviram to be a Machlekes together. No question about it. Maybe Machzikim Machlekes. Isa b'medrash l'fisha halach Moshe l'pisro shel dosan v'aviram. Since Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Pesach, to the entrance of dosan v'aviram, zochel lahatzil arba tzadikim epischo shel gehenim, he merited to save four tzadikim epischo shel gehenim, from going to gehenim, from the entrance of gehenim. Ve'elohein, who are these four tzadikim? B'nei Korach. Gimel b'nei Korach, the three sons of Korach, v'oin ben Peles. Uksiv, and says in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Daled, Pasuk Tezvav, Baki shalom virad fehu. Baki shalom virad fehu. Seek peace and run after it. No, don't just let it, you know, come your way. Pursue it. Person tells you, if you run after that, you'll get a lot of money. You meet somebody, whatever it might be. You'll be healthy. Baki shalom radfeyu. Run after it. There's no difference between baki shalom radfeyu in regards to the peace, the shalom. It gives health. We live in a world of a churban beis hamikdash because of the machlekes. And if people say, oh, if my one machlekes make a difference, one machlekes makes a difference. One machlekes makes a personal difference between him and his family and his life, and is the life, the length of his life. And what kind of life will that be? And we're all connected to the big picture of Klal Yisrael. V'amru chazal, bakshiyu lo yavacha, lo yavacha, v'radfeyu im soynacha. Chazal tell us, run after it. This refers to your friends, run after it refers to your enemies. Bakshiyu b'mkoymcha, v'radfeyu b'mkoymes acherim. Seek peace. What does it mean, bakshiyu? What does it mean? It's close to you, the situation is in front of you. That's when you should make sure you try to make shalom, make peace. Run after it, what does that mean? Radfeyu, b'mkoymes acherim? Even in other places. It's not in your dalet amos, not in your community, but you can make a difference. Radfeyu, run after it. Bakshayu b'gufcha? Seek peace with your personal love efforts. If you had to spend money on making sure there's peace, you spend the money. When it concerns yourself, you make sure you make peace. And you run after it, even involves other people as well. Seek peace for today. Today, immediately, right now, make sure there's peace. V'radfeyu l'machar. As well as in the future. Let's conclude this perek. As well as Shar HaZechira. And tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we're beginning Shar Tevuna, Perek Aleph. Where the Chavetz Chaim asked the question, what does the Medrash mean when it says, Radfeyu l'machar? What does it mean when the Medrash tells us Radfeyu l'machar? Loimash al yisyayish ha'odom b'daitoi. A person should not give up hope. Lach shoiv, to think. Shloyucha lahashlim. That he won't be successful. He won't succeed today. He won't be successful. Ela yirdoif achar ha'sholem ha'yoy v'gam l'machar l'yoyim ha'acharoin ha'ycharon. Run after peace today, and then tomorrow, and then the next day, until you are successful. And you start hammering away. You make headways. Because even the ropes of the wagon that are very very thick and strong, if you attempt to lessen and work at their ropes and manipulate them, you'll weaken these ropes. You'll weaken them and they'll separate at the end. Kain bazeh, so too when it comes to machlekes. Person, when he attempts to make this the shalom and to end the machlekes, We have to realize, as a person who says, oh, you know what, you're right, okay, let's go shake hands, make peace. It's not going to happen like that right away. It might not happen like that right away. Nonetheless, a person should not forsake this midah, and he should make sure he runs after peace. And even if his own words will not make a difference to the Bali Machlekes, to those who are involved, because this necessity to win, what's the price tag in this Machlekes? And this Avruei Nehem Merois Emes, and they became blinded from seeing the truth. At least make sure you prevent others from joining in this machlekes. This battle has, this machlekes has nothing to do with them. At least your words, if you can't affect those who, actual two people who are fighting, three people, whatever might be involved with, make sure no one else joins in. And the only reason why they're involved is because of the raw, the evil that started with those who were involved in this controversy in the first place. What will come out from those people who will be saved? They will be saved from this tremendous, terrible punishment. As we say, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is our Rebbe, he's our teacher teaches us what to do. We should make shalom.